Hey guys, so today I came across a part of a book that, I don't know, it really hit home, so I kind of wanted to share it with you guys. So again, if you don't mind my annoying voice, here we go. Listen, son, I am saying this as you lie asleep, one little paw crumpled under your cheek, and the blonde curl sickly wet on your damn forehead. I have stolen into your room alone, just a few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the library. A stifling wave of remorse swept over me. Guiltily, I came to your bedside. These are the things I was thinking, son. I've been cross to you. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face merely a dab with a towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when you threw some of your things on the floor. At breakfast, I found fault too. You spilled things. You gulped down your food. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. And as you started off to play, and I made for my train, you turned and waved a hand and called, "Goodbye, Daddy." And I frowned and said in reply, "Hold your shoulders back." Then it began all over again in the late afternoon. As I came up the road, I spied you, down on your knees, playing marbles. There were holes in your stockings. I humiliated you before your boyfriends by marching you ahead of me to the house. Stockings were expensive, and if you had to buy them, you would be more careful. Imagine that, son, from a father. Do you remember later, when I was reading in the library, how you came in timidly, with the sort of hurt look in your eyes? When I glanced up over my paper, impatient at the interruption, you hesitated at the door. "What is it you want?" I snapped. You said nothing but ran across in one tempestuous plunge and threw your arms around my neck and kissed me. And your small arms tightened with an affection that God had said blooming in your heart and which even neglect could not wither. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterwards that my paper slipped from my hands and a terrible, sickening fear came over me. What has habit been doing to me? The habit of finding fault or reprimanding. This was my reward to you for being a boy. It was not that I did not love you. It was that I expected too much of youth. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own years. And there was so much that was good and fine and true in your character. The little heart of you was as big as the dawn itself over the wide hills. This was shown by your spontaneous impulse to rush in and kiss me goodnight. Nothing else matters tonight, son. I've come to your bedside in the darkness, and I have knelt there, ashamed. It is a feeble atonement. I know you would not understand these things if I told them to you during your waking hours. But tomorrow, I will be a real daddy. I will chum with you and suffer when you suffer, and laugh when you laugh. I will bite my tongue when impatient words come. I'll keep saying as if it were a ritual. He's nothing but a boy, a little boy. I am afraid I have visualized you as a man. Yet, as I see you now, son, crumpled and weary in your cot, I see that you're still a baby. Yesterday, you were in your mother's arms, your head on her shoulder. I have asked too much, too much.